entertainment news. Now Dean Richards is off, but we go to Las Vegas for Chicago's very own Cindy Perlman. You just heard Dave report on the news that the console, the custom-made recording console used on the Beatles' Abbey Road album, and also some of the early recordings, has been restored and is going to be for sale on the online music marketplace Reverb in a few days. We have some Ringo news this morning, and it's a new album, isn't it, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. It is. It's exciting. And Ringo Starr is following in a lot of singers' footsteps and putting out a country album. Big trend in the music business right now. The former Beatle is picking up a guitar, and the country album is called Look Up, produced by T-Bone Burnett. It's a full-length album. He's taken 6 years to do it. And it's out January 10th, but the debut track called Time on My Hands is out now. And he's got a few guest stars on the album, not many, Alison Krauss and Billy Strings. But Ringo, who's now impossibly 84, said he's this lifelong love of country music. He even, as a little kid, was going to emigrate from London and come to Nashville and do country music, he said, when he was really young. And this album came out of just a chance meeting with T-Bone Burnett in L.A. in 2020. And T-Bone sat down with Ringo. They wrote 9 of the songs together. And there's also a tour. And no Chicago date yet, but he is playing a big Nashville show in January, January 14th and 15th. Tickets go on sale October 25th.
Yeah, he's playing the Ryman Auditorium. That's about as country as you can get. And he's always done some country songs and expressed his love for country music for as long as I can remember. Let's talk about the Stephen King classic coming to Amazon TV.
You know, everything comes around eventually again and again, and get out the bucket of blood, Carrie is coming to TV as a TV show. And, you know, we have our confused teen Terry. She's that misfit who spent her life in seclusion with the odd mother. And this is going to look into a little bit about what happened to Carrie's father, too. We never really hear about him, but come on, we know that's not good news for him. So, and then Carrie's got a little bullying scandal. There's the prom. I love watching that original movie. You look at the cameos. It's John Travolta's first role. He plays one of the tormentors of Carrie. But this thing has Stephen King's approval, and it's been since 1976, since that Sissy Spacek classic. But
wow.
Now a new Carrie's in the way.
And it's not going to be in time for this Halloween, though, is it?
No, probably next year.
The Stranger Things finale is going to be on soon. And you know what? I remember watching the Stranger Things series on Netflix, and then I kind of forgot about it. But it's still going strong, isn't it?
You know, by the time they get to this, Bob, these kids are going to be in a retirement home. It seems like waited forever for this Stranger Things finale, but it is finally on the horizon, of course, for next year. And they blame the writer's strike and the pandemic and Partridge in a Pear Tree, a lot of things. But the weird thing is, the kids do look so much older now. And there is a little bit of a rumor that they are going to do a time jump, because it would look ridiculous to say they're still sitting there playing Dungeons and Dragons in some mom's basement. Mm. But everybody's back for the last episodes next year. Winona Ryder, David Harbour, Millie Bobby Brown, Finn Wolfhard, and David Harbour, and they rarely talk about this. They're under this big security thing, don't talk about it. But he said that he actually read the last script a few days ago. He said he cried for 20 minutes, and he wasn't prepared for it, but he just wept and wept and wept. So I don't know. I think Winona might be, who knows? We only hope she survives it.
Yeah, we can only hope. Also on Netflix, Beef is a big one, and they're going to be doing more of these shows, aren't they?
I think they should set one on the Kennedy at rush hour, but they're doing not yet. So this is Beef for next year. Really good cast, though, for the second part. Oscar Isaac is always great. Carey Mulligan, Charles Melton. And this plot is a young couple witnesses a really scary fight with their boss and his wife. And that triggers the whole thing. And then we jump into the elite world of a country club and billionaires, and they all have beefs with each other. But the first one, starring Ali Wong, was a huge hit. Ally won an Emmy. The show won 8 Emmys. And now it's going to become a thing where every year it's a new beef.
And finally, Olivia Rodrigo is in the middle of a big concert tour. And she had an awkward moment or two, though, didn't she?
She did have an awkward moment. Their camera for the big Jumbotron panned to a really cute couple in the audience. And she started saying, kiss, kiss, come on, kiss her. And it turned out the guy yelled, but I can't, it's my sister.
So, oh, oops.
Poor Olivia. She said, you know, never mind, scrap that. And then the brother the next day on his social media wrote, quote, Olivia Rodrigo asking my sister and I to kiss was not on my 2024 bingo card. But, you know, it's an honest mistake. And the vampire singer, she also has a big concert special debuting where else but Netflix on October 29th called Olivia Rodrigo's Guts World Tour. And the tagline is get ready to scream, dance, cry, and sing your heart out.
Yeah, but don't kiss your brother or sister if you're together there. Thank you. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.
And there are several new and returning shows premiering this week. Dean Richards is on assignment, but he left us his weekly streaming report, starting with a new Apple Plus series just in time for Halloween.
Suffering from hallucinations, repeated expulsions from schools. I'm starting to feel like there's a reason he found me.
Billy Crystal leads the way this week in a new psychological thriller series for Apple TV Plus. See Before starting on Friday. And catch the final voyage of the animated Star Trek series, Star Trek Lower Decks. It's on Paramount Plus starting Thursday. And catch Tyler Perry's first Netflix series about a family willing to stop at nothing to protect their empire. See Tyler Perry's Beauty in Black on Netflix starting Thursday. And there's season 2 of the international special operations series Lioness from Yellowstone creator Tyler Sheridan. Zoe Saldana stars. See it on Paramount Plus starting Sunday.
Agent Graves. She's my best. Her father worked for the agency. She was groomed since she was 18.
For new movies this week, Kate Beckinsale is a secret agent living a double life who goes rogue when her husband is kidnapped. See Canary Black on Amazon Prime on Thursday. On Netflix Friday, a woman alone in the woods must find a way to escape a serial killer after he injects her with a poison that leaves her slowly paralyzed in Don't Move. And a killer pumpkin takes revenge on Halloween in Carved. See it on Hulu now.
Time moves quickly when you are on the road.
For new documentaries this week, go out on the road and backstage with Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band in Road Diary, playing on Disney Plus starting Friday. Comeback tells the story of one of the greatest comebacks in baseball history, the 2004 Boston Red Sox World Series team. See it on Netflix now. And there's part 2 of Simone Biles Rising, chronicling the gold medal winning gymnast as she goes for gold in Paris. See it beginning Friday. And finally, for laughs, comedian Hasan Minhaj brings his new special to Netflix. See Hasan Minhaj, Off With His Head, now.
Dean Richards, WGN News.